Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we pick a random podcast. We take it for a ride and see how long we can hold on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 3.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 194.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you just take a quick second to listen to this little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And this is always kind of interesting because number three is the third category is comedy. And they don't have a section in the comedy section for like, just show me all of them. So I went into the top comedy podcasts. I know my cat is upset that there's not enough different categories there. And so I went in and we ended up with Hold On with Eugene Merman. And you may know that name. You probably don't. He's the guy behind Bob's Burgers, the cartoon show. And he's a storytelling aficionado and inquisitive host. Eugene Merman sits down with special comedian guests and pauses their true, entertaining, and personal stories to get the funny details they might have left out. And this started, it looks like, June 26th, and it's on Audible. This is one of those Audible channels that you only have to be on Audible to be able to get. And so we're going to listen to the episode with Weird Al Yankovic, and he loses his glasses. It sounds a little something like this.
Begin a 30-day free trial of Audible.com.
Shocking.
Enjoy more comedy shows, including Dr. Katz, The Audiophiles, The Rant Is Due with Lewis Black, and many more. Join today, earn a free audiobook, and discover all that Audible has to offer.
It would not be good PR if I got up from the operating table screaming, I'm blind! I can't see!
Hold on.
Was that Scott Fletcher?
You're listening to Hold On with Eugene Merman.
No. Okay, good production.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eugene Merman, and like you, I'm a human being. A contemplative little creature wrestling with ideas of impermanence and mortality. Things come, things go. But every once in a while, a thing endures, holds steady against the forces of change and time, seamlessly adapts and constantly reinvents, but through it all, remains undeniably itself. For me, that thing is Weird Al Yankovic.
Everybody shut up!
From Al TV to UHF, from Madonna to Robin Thicke, from polka to rap, Weird Al has held a mirror up to pop culture and helped us see the funnier side of things. For decades, he's turned parody into a serious art form.
Yeah. I think we know who Weird Al is. Can we get to Weird Al?
I am here with the great Weird Al Yankovic. It's so great to get to interview you.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, thank you. So normally we listen to a pre-recorded story and I sort of ask questions and pause it. But in this instance, you're going to just tell the story live. And
nice.
I'm gonna go, hold
good
on.
Move.
Tell me more about
it. Or I can tell the whole story right now and then you can record it and then we can play it back.
That's if you would like to
no,
do that.
No, that's fine.
So this is about wearing glasses.
Yeah, about my LASIK surgery and about a lot of people are you know, curious about my glasses because, you know, I've worn them for most of my life. And for the last decade or two, I have not been wearing them because I had the LASIK surgery. So I was going to tell you the story about the whole experience.
Okay.
Let's start at the very beginning. I got my very first pair of glasses when I was in elementary school. I'm going to say fifth grade-ish. I remember one day mentioning to my teacher that I was having a hard time reading the blackboard during class. And that message got relayed to my parents.
And I'm in. This is where, obviously, this is done by professional people. You've got the Audible ad at the beginning of it. Then they go in. I thought the thing, the introduction of Weird Al, again, you know me. If I know where we're going, I want to go there fast. But I like the fact that they played that clip of Weird Al going, oh, I'm blind! Because you kind of know where you're going, but you don't know where you're going. So that's called a tease. So I like that. I like the fact that they pretty much got the word out pretty quick. The audio was good. I really like the fact that they do the story live. I think it would be boring to play the thing and then go over it, but whatever. And I'm still not sure. I think what Audible is doing now is they figured out that, well, nobody's going to sign up to Audible to hear this stuff. And the whole goal of this podcast is to put that Audible ad at the beginning of it. So they were trying to find, this is all my opinion. They were trying to find good podcasts to put Audible ads on. So they just created some, basically. So, again, the show is called Hold On with Eugene Mirman. And the website is Audible. You can't get this on a website because it's one of those behind the scenes things you can only get if you're on Audible, unless, of course, you have iTunes or some other place where this is available. So that's going to do it. Now, if you would like to have your podcast reviewed, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. We'll throw it on and see how long we can hang on. And you'll cut right in line. There's nobody in line at the moment, so you could be Friday's show as I record this. So thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.